Hey friends, on this week's episode of The Higher Self, we have part two of our episode on plant medicine. Specifically this week, I'm going to be talking about my favorite, which is psilocybin mushrooms. And we've got a special musical guest at the very end who's going to sing a wonderful song to you. I hope you enjoy it. Let's check it out. Guys, I want to talk to you about the medicine that, you know, all of these are wonderful, and yet sometimes one calls you because it resonates with you. And the mushrooms did that for me. You see, my whole life, I had dealt with so much. Yeah, how to say it. My entire life, I had dealt with so much shame. And yet I didn't realize. And so I would go in, and this was just a routine. I always had a scale in my bathroom. And I would go in and I would walk to the scale and I would step on the scale. And if I step on the scale and the number was good, I would feel good about myself. I would immediately step off the scale. I would look at myself in the mirror and I would go, all right, you're almost there. And then something would happen in my emotions, or something would happen at work or whatever the case may be, where later that night I would come into the kitchen. I would sabotage everything. I'd eat, you know, 4 or 5 cookies, a large glass of milk, and then I'd step on the scale the next day and the number would have shot back up, and I felt terrible and I felt ashamed. And I'm saying this because I know a lot of people who struggle with this. I'm just being open with you. See, what I didn't realize was deep inside of my subconscious belief system, deep inside of my thinking, deep inside of the core of my brain's programming, my brain had been programmed through two forces that I didn't realize were there, and they were shame and guilt. And that's why whenever you come up across a situation, you come up across maybe a business meeting, you come up across something that's important to you, you come up across an opportunity for you to grow. If you start to feel less than, shame and guilt makes you feel that way, and then that triggers negative emotions like anxiety. It triggers negative emotions and thoughts like fear, doubt, worry, and you immediately start to imagine everything that potentially could go wrong. That, my friends, is a program. And you know it because it happens to you over and over and over again. And yet the reality is that when you were born and you came into this world as your beautiful, perfect self, you didn't have that program. That program was learned. Well, the beautiful power of the mushrooms and of psilocybin mushrooms in and of itself is that the way ayahuasca works with the heart and the soul, I have found that the mushrooms work with the subconscious beliefs. And so you can give it something. You can give it an intention like, I no longer want to worry about how people think of me. And you can put your mushroom to your third eye and you can sit in ceremony. Again, please listen, must be with a safe shaman, a safe facilitator. This is very important because I've heard of some, you know, some stuff that goes on out there. And you journey and you ceremony and you go within yourself. And the medicine will literally show you what the root cause of that guilt, that shame, that worry, that anxiety, that whatever the case may be. I have seen, I'm gonna say this. I mean, I went to church for 25 years and I never ever saw what I've seen in one weekend, in one day. You know, we're talking women who were sexually raped as little girls by their own family members, who have been on 10, 20 pills a day, healed, gone, no more pills. We're talking, you know, men who were beaten by their fathers, who had created, because of that fear that a little boy goes through if his father is beating him, obviously, that have developed inflammatory diseases, or literally injecting themselves every day with medication, gone, done. Because you see, the body only reacts to what the inner emotions have been feeling for so long. And that's why we tell you to take care of yourself. We tell you to protect your energy, because at the end of the day, that's what you are, your energy. I've seen this medicine do miraculous things. And if you've ever from the outside have been watching my life and have seen how things are not only changing for me as an individual, but you can start to feel how my reach is starting to expand. It's because once you remove all shame, guilt, and fear, and you remove this program that you have of what other people think of you, you really start to remove the very thing that the matrix and the society wants you to live from. It wants you to live from separation. Separation of your highest self, separation from you and your highest calling, separation from your fellow man and woman. Most importantly, separation from your heart. Once you start to remove all the programming and you finally get to meet your beautiful self, your beautiful heart, all your worries go away. Because all your worries are simply a hallucination of the mind, a programming in the mind, where the mind is focused on what happened in the past or what could happen in the future. And you start to live in the present moment. The biggest source of programming for many of us used to be, right behind me on that wall, was a television. And that's why when I decided to move into this home, I told myself, I'll never live in another home again for as long as I live with a television. Because all it does is it programs us through fear. And so anyways, that's the beauty of the mushrooms. As many of you know and can see, we hold these ceremonies and we hold space for people. And I'm proud to say that hundreds of people have been healed from so many different things. And so those are the three medicines, everybody. Those are the three medicines, okay? So I have a very special guest who is here to play a very special song on Earth Day. But I met this individual during a beautiful ayahuasca ceremony where I looked up and he was singing there like an angel. And I thought to myself, oh my God, this is the most beautiful music I had ever heard in my life. He's joining us all the way from Australia, my friend, Mr. Chad Wilkins. So let's see if he's here real fast. Chad.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
It's going wonderful, man. How are you?
Good. Really good. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for doing this. It's beautiful.
Oh, it feels beautiful. It feels incredible. I'm excited to share the gift of you with everybody. If you're out there watching, please, you're going to bless your life by finding Chad Wilkins on Spotify. Oh, you're my favorite artist, dude. You really, really are. So thank you for being you. So what song are you going to share with us this evening?
We got a song called Sing for the Earth.
Sing for the Earth on Earth Day. And Chad, I'm going to mute myself and let you rock and roll.
What would we hear? We would open our ears. What would we hear?
to the sound has been with the sound. Can you hear the earth is singing? Push your ear to the sound has been with the sound. Can you hear the earth is singing? Put your ears to the as one with the sound. Can you hear the earth is singing? Put your ears to the ground as one with the sound. Can you hear the earth is singing? Oh. Chad, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chad, so much. Guys, if you can imagine hearing that song while you're in ceremony live, it was a moment that it made me pick up the guitar. It made me pick up the guitar. And Chad has been patiently working to teach me how to play that song for like a year now. I'm almost there.
Anyhow. Almost there, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Chad, any couple of thoughts you'd like to share on how plant medicine has helped your life?
Oh, wow. Very deeply in so many ways. It's really assisted me in waking up to really who I am and who I'm meant to be in a lot of ways. It's taken away anxiety. It's confronted me, and I've had hard journeys as well, difficult journeys, yeah, that have confronted my ego and broken down my walls in some really good ways as well, and I welcome that.
Yeah.
Just feel creativity has flourished in a lot of ways since my exploration of these plants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some more integrity and alignment with truth. I could go on and on, but yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's a deep journey, and when you feel the call, answer the call. Wait to feel the call, but when you feel it, when you hear it, do it.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Chad, thank you so much for being here. I'll see you on our class next Wednesday. Wait, awesome. Everybody, please listen to me. Your life will be blessed. Go to Spotify. Go, Chad, I'm in Colombia. I'm in Costa Rica. I'm all over the world. I'm like, you got to know Chad Wilkins. So please, please go follow Chad Wilkins. Just look up his name on Instagram, on Spotify. Your heart will be blessed by his music. Thank you, Chad. Yeah, the coast. Okay, we'll start with this question. Where do we find the Costa Rica retreat? And boys, if you guys are ready, I don't know what you guys are doing, but... So if you go to my company page, Journey to Higher Self, that's where you'll find information on the Costa Rica retreat. I will tell you, we only have three this year. The first one sold out in 3 days. The second one sold out in two. The third one, we only have about 30 spots. We might have to open it up for 40. Maybe we'll just, you know, rent out the whole hotel. But it's with myself, with Gracia, with Daniela, with basically everybody you've seen here. In a life-changing, transformational experience for 7 days. Yeah. So that'll be in September in Costa Rica. I believe we already sold 10 spots to the members of our programs, to be honest with you. So that might mean we only have 20 spots left. I asked Krishna to see if she could open up 10 spots right now. Can she? I don't know. She hasn't responded. Anyways, just keep posted on our stories. And don't worry, you'll know about it. If you don't have your notifications turned on from my account, then you should probably do that. Okay, questions? Any questions?
Someone said the medicine heals, and how do they find a safe shaman? Because they believe that there are people who are abusing the medicine.
Yeah, that's a good question. The medicine heals, and how do you find a safe shaman? That's a good question. It's not only that people are abusing the medicine. I just heard recently that a mushroom shaman basically talks to you for 6 hours during your journey. That's a no-no, because the medicine and a ceremony is a relationship with you and you. This is very important you understand. There's the left side of the brain and then there's the right side of the brain. The right side of the brain is the analytical thinking brain. Okay, when you could shut down the analytical thinking brain, your pineal gland in the back of your brain opens up DMT. That gets released. Your left side of the brain is the connect source to the universe. And that's when you get your healing and that's when you get your growth. So if you're connectly, divinely connected to the universe and you're in the spirit world, you don't need anybody telling you a thing. What a shaman does is simply sit there and hold space energetically for you. Nobody should be touching you. As a matter of fact, I brought this because in my journeys, when you want to, you need help, you're holding that. I'm not touching you because there's a lot of energy flowing. I'm not speaking to you. I'm simply asking you to go back to your mat and putting on your blindfolds. So it's very important. That's a great question. The answer is, I don't know. The answer is, I know you can trust me and us and what we're doing, and sit tight and look on our stories, okay?
Lily Schaff said, which medicine of the three do you recommend doing first?
That's a beautiful question. Lily Schaff, right, and that's my son Micah helping me. Which medicine of the three do I recommend doing the first? The one that calls you. Yeah, the one that calls you. Yeah, because the medicine will call you. It's all divinely orchestrated. You being here was divinely orchestrated. So whichever one calls you, you'll feel it. Trust me. That's another thing. Learn to feel. The matrix wants us thinking because the thinking can be manipulated. Learn to feel. Trust your heart. You women, you're the source of all creation. You're the source of all love. Remember to trust yourself, your intuition, your heart. The more that you start to trust and live in your divine feminine embodiment of you, of who you are, you literally are ayahuasca. You literally are Mother Earth. You literally are love. The moment you start living in that and you let go of this, the whole freaking planet will heal. The whole planet will heal. So...
Radiant V says, do you have any shaman recommendations?
Well, the ones that were here tonight were pretty darn good. That's not something you recommend publicly. Yeah, so you might have to message me or email me or something. Yeah.
Someone said they found out about you through ayahuasca.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Thank you. I'm glad that she brought you to me and to my boys and to my family. Thank you.
Sylvia Christina said, are there any books or articles you can recommend before the journey?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. Thank you for asking, Sylvia. Sylvia, I recommend all of you do not read any articles or watch any videos because it does you no good. Because think about it. It's your own individual journey. You see, the way that you're used to living life is from the outside in. So you want to go and check what everybody's outside says will happen to you inside. It's pointless. It's your journey. And when you decide to journey, you'll be with a wonderful team. They'll give you a diet. They'll prepare you for sometimes 14 days prior. They'll prepare your body, your mind, your heart. They'll walk you through it. It's a very beautiful process. So yes, I would recommend do not watch anybody else's videos, anybody else's anything. That's why I did this, to be like, you know, a Q&A session where you can come and get your questions answered. But it's beautiful. Remember what I said, it's you with you. So doesn't matter what anybody else says, because when you get with you, that's when the fun begins. Yes, questions. Isaiah, you're next, okay?
One feels asked, is God in the plants?
Is God in the plants? You see, when you ask, I'll tell you, is God in the plants? God is the plants. How about that? How about that? God is the plants. And so are you. So it's a union, a beautiful union. Questions?
Brittany Nordong asks, do you do these trips yearly?
We will starting, this was our first year doing them. We did three this year. We will most likely do one per quarter next year, so four next year. And we are putting together a wonderful group of people of honest, you know, I care deeply about people and I care deeply about their growth. So if it comes from my mouth, you know it's good. And so the people that I invite, so forth and so on, you know you're in a good place. And you can hold me accountable if that doesn't happen. So I welcome that. Yes.
Rosalis. Rosalis said, yes. How long does ayahuasca stay in your body?
How long does ayahuasca stay in your body? Well, I'll tell you this much. I once started having experiences with ayahuasca when she was literally just in my kitchen. So ayahuasca doesn't have to be in your body. Ayahuasca can be in your home. Because remember, ayahuasca is Mother Earth. And so she starts to work with you in your dreams. She when you're going to journey, she's working with you prior to the journey. And I don't know the technical answer about how long she stays in your body, but I do know it was once 2 and 3 weeks after that she was out of my system, but I kept getting downloads and I kept getting information. Because you got to realize something, everybody, is that your mind and your soul finally is opened for the first time to the spiritual world. And for many people, your soul has not experienced that since before you came to planet Earth. So once you finally sit with the plants and once your soul is opened, you're going to start getting downloads and information about yourself, about humanity, about healing, about your family, about your ancestors that you can't even imagine. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Habib Muhammad asked, what if you're unable to make these journeys at the moment? How can I at least start?
Yeah, what if you're not able to make these journeys? How can I start? By not using plant medicine and just meditating with yourself. I tell everybody, number one, slowly get off of all external stimulants. Coffee, alcohol, TV, drama, the news, negativity, all of that. As a matter of fact, start there. If you really want to change your life, start there. Because the moment you start getting away from all the external stimulants is the moment that you are left with, guess who? You. And that's when you can start beginning healing. So I would say start there.
Trixic, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Trixic.
What asked, would you ever take ayahuasca when you're alone? Or is this not? Or is this?
Would you ever take, I would never take any plant medicine when I was alone. Not to the degree, of the amounts that you take them during a ceremony. No, this is, you know, you're going to do work. It's deep work. You're going to be experiencing emotions that you didn't even know you had. And so, no, you want a professional and safe team around you to protect you. Yeah, no, I would never. I would never. I would not recommend that at all. Yeah. When is the Costa Rica journey? I was hiking and the video caught in and out. Well, the one in May is filled, completely filled. And then the one in September, go on our website, journeytohigherself.com. Tomorrow, when you go to that site at 12 p.m., we'll open up 10 spots. And then you know, go, no, right now they're gonna, they'll be gone in 10 minutes or less, but go.
Okay. Tata Fondi,
yeah,
ask if there are any recommendations for meditation.
Any recommendations for meditation? Yeah, if you go to my YouTube channel, subscribe there. I made a playlist for a couple of my favorite meditations. And there you go. And just start every day for 10 minutes. And just start that way. That's what I would recommend. Yeah. I'll take it from here. Yeah, one more. Yeah, one more. Go for it.
I don't remember who asked, but somebody said, is the plant medicine illegal?
Is the plant medicine illegal? That's a great question. And they asked, and why? Or they, I remember somebody asked, why don't they teach us this in school? Well, understand that prior to the 60s, let's just take mushrooms, for example. Prior to the 60s, mushrooms were being used and a lot of people were experiencing a lot of healing. And then all of a sudden, the government made it illegal. And the government made it illegal because, well, I don't want to get too woo-woo on you, but let's just say that there's billions of dollars at play when you don't know who you really are. Because when you don't know who you really are, then you're able to be told who you are and what to do. And so that's my answer to that question. Is the Bible true? David Castillo says, David, I will let you take that journey on yourself, my brother, and I will let you discover that for yourself. Because anything that someone tells you, you are believing. Therefore, it's not the truth. The truth is only the truth when you discover it for yourself. How do you feel that your experience was different as a reflector? That's a great question, Rosemary. How do I feel that my experience was different? Well, there's been many experiences. Because, again, I think 12 or 13 ayahuasca experiences, 7 or 8 mushroom experiences. I will, yeah, that's tough. Here's what I'll say. I'll say that all of my experiences, I now understand, were the future me pulling the old me to it so that I could become who the future me is intended to become. And in order to take that path to my future me and my true calling on this planet, I had to unravel just like a snake unravels. And I had to shed skin. And the shedding that had to take place was the programming of my mind. You can't be your highest self if you're living in shame and guilt. And unfortunately, shame and guilt is the tool that this society and religion uses to control you. So it's in all of us. It's in all of humanity. And so, and same thing with the emotions of your heart, right? The things that you dealt with as a little boy or as a little girl. So I have yet to discover what it was like for me as a reflector. I will tell you, there were several moments where I started feeling things and people in the room started saying them, whispering them, which was pretty trippy. All I'll say is that all of my experiences were divinely orchestrated so that I can live in my highest self. Yeah. Can anyone with any condition or any disease do this? No. Everyone has to... No. Yeah, no. So you want to make sure whoever you decide to do this with, you tell them what you're going through, you tell them what medications you're on, and they will advise you appropriately. Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, with that said, I'm going to ask you for a favor. What was your one takeaway? There's about 100 of you left. What was your one takeaway from today? The one thing that you learned? as I share this, go on Instagram and just comment, like, comment, and share it to whoever you feel would benefit from watching this. I really appreciate each and every one of you. I really appreciate and love the community that we're building. And I hope that you enjoyed this time, this beautiful time that we spent together on this glorious Earth Day. Take care. Bye-bye. That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 4 or 5 star rating. Share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.